We're up to Beis Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Omer Rab Chanina Misura. Lo lei me'inish le'itzei, bizman hazeh. A person shouldn't say to his wife, bizman hazeh, when there's no korbanos, and he can't bring his wife as a sota, and go through the process. He shouldn't say to her, lo sisteri bahadi ploni. Why, dil makai melon Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda, that you don't need edim for kinoi, and therefore he's makandahar. And then what's it called? The Omar kinoi al piatsmo umistatra v'leko ha'idna meisota liv mamiftika v'koser lo eloi isura de la olam shall be also la olam on him. What's it called? Since there's no way of getting out of the iser. Omar Eish Lakish mal loshin kinoi dover hamatul kino beino levein acherim. Kinoi is something that causes kina. Kina over here means fight. What's it called? Right, anger between what's it called, her and other people. We'll see what that means. Alma kasover kinoi al piatsmo, right? Because he's the one who's causing this kinoi, right? Not in front of the Aiden. The kulei alma lo yade de konila. The amre mai de kama de bodla. But also never kina bahada, right? She, what's it called? Nobody has to know. If there's edim, there's a call. So everybody knows he was mekana her. That's why she is staying away from these people. But without edim, so nobody knows necessarily that he warned her not to be alone, and she's staying away from these people. So he's going to cause what's it called? Fights between her and these. Why she's staying away from these people? Raviemar bar Rav Shlamya Mishmeda Baya Omar Dover Hamatal Kino Beino Leveino Amakasover Kino Yopishne Edim. It doesn't cause problems with other people because they know that she's not the cause why she's separating from them. He is, right? But it causes what's it called, problems between her and him. That why you choshed me, right? So it's something that's going to cause problems between her and him, but not between her and other people that she's going to be separated from, because they'll know that he's the one who's the cause. Okay, the kulei alma yadi de konila, everybody knows, right, since there's edim, there's a kol, so everybody knows that the reason she's separating herself from these other people that he warned her from, right, is because he made the kinui. V'ihu hu da osu lemeva kino bahado. And what's it called? The problems between him and her. Okay, Alma, let's see the Rashi here. Lolema inish, afilu beinola deino, even privately, because according to Rabbi Yosef Bihuri, you don't need Adim. Umistatra vinisteris, and then she'll have Yichud, vineseris alav, and she'll be also to him. Kino kas, right, causes anger. Kamo, Heim kinuni baloel. They angered me with something that's not a power. Ki kina chamas gever. Okay, another place where we see kina could mean kas. Okay, my de kama, my yesh lefonenu. Right, what's happening over here? Ma ira achshav shezu bodeles minhu anoshim. And mashma, that not such a terrible thing if a woman has shaychus with other people, right? And we're afraid that if he's mekana her and without edim, people are going to get upset. How come you're separating yourself from us? Okay. The kulei alma yadi de konila. But if you need edim, everybody knows that it's his fault that he warned her, right? Shaha edim megalin hadover. The edim bring out a call, so people find out about it. They ain't on Sonin no saw, and therefore they don't have tainus on her, they have tainus on him. The Ihu, the Osi Lameva Kina Behado, Shizu Maknitoso al Shechoshdo. But the problem is between Shalom Bayis, between him and her. That why you choshed me, that you're warning me. So the Kina is between him and her, not between her and the people that she's now going to have to separate from. Okay. Alma Kasavri, both these taimim hold the osur lekanos. That, like I said, it's not a good thing to be mekana your wife. right? Because the kina is a negative thing. It's either going to cause ishalom bayis or going to cause fights and anger between her and other people. Umanda omer mutter lekanos, the one who holds that it's mutter to be mekana, that it's not something only b'di'evit, but it's mutter to do. Mahu loshen kinui. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, ein kinui ala loshen hasra. Kinui is not that you're causing anger or whatever. Kinui means to warn. V'chein hu omer v'ikanei Hashem li'artso. Right? That he warned them that if they'll be over on the mitzvahs, what's going to happen to them. Alma kasavri de osu lekanos, kiven de amri loshen hatovas kinahu, alma osu. It's not proper to cause anger between people. Ulamandi omer mutter lekanos, my loshen kina. According to one who says mutter, so what is the loshen of kina? Vaikani Hashem li arzo. Right? Hisra beyelek uvichosu vigozom. He warned the what's it called, all these grasshoppers. Shelo yashchisu odes arzo. They shouldn't, what's it called, continue to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Right, he was a mechaper on Klal Yisrael and stop the plague of grasshoppers. The bishiluah govoi mishtoi a parsha leil. Right, the parsha before that speaks about the makkah that the Rabban Shem sent in Eretz Yisrael of what's it called of all these grasshoppers. Laarzo shal arzo. Learzo doesn't mean to, but about. Kimo vayisholu anshe hamakom leishto. Doesn't mean they asked her, they asked about her. Al ishto. Atem terivun libal, not al habal, not to the bal. Okay. Tanya. Hoyer Rebbe Meir Omer, Adam over Aveira Beseser, Vakodesh Baruch Hu Machriz Ola Begoli. Person does an Aveira privately, and the Rabbanu Shalom, what's it called, publicizes it. Shenemar, the Ovar Alav Ruach Kina. The ein aveira el loshen hachroza. The ovar means lahavir kol, to publicize something. Shneamar vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane. So Adam over aveira kagon isha prutza overis of the seiser. She's over privately. Hakadosh Baruch Hu machriz begoli. Shenosim b'lei baila lekanosla. He puts into the heart of the husband to be mekana her. The Hadover misparsim begoloi, and everybody then knows about it. Okay, the ein aveira garsinan loshen hachroza. Hakadosh Baruch Hu miskavin lahavir koli. He wants to publicize the inyan. Reish Lakish omer ein adam over aveira elim kei nichnas baruch shtus. Shenemar ish ish ki siste ishto. Tishtek siv. She gets foolish. Person gets foolish when he doesn't aveira. Right, if he doesn't become foolish, he won't do averus. If he's a chacham, he'll know not to do averus. Okay, no Rashi. Okay, Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei Mahe Amina Torah Eid Echad Besota Sharaglaim Ladover Sharikina Lo Venistra. Right, the Eid Echad Meida Sheitmeya. And the Ma'aseh, there's grounds for believing the Eid Echad that Sheitaka was over on the Avera. She was Mazana, because he was Makana, and then she went B'Yichud, and that already sets up the pattern that probably she was Chote. So if an Eid Echad says that Shitaka was Mazana, we believe him. Omer Le Rapopal Abaya, V'Hoki K'siva Kinui Boser Stira, the Tumahu, the K'siv. Mice in the Parsha, it's, after it speaks about the, what's it called, the stira and the tuma, then it says, im overal of ruach kina v'kine es ishto. It's mashma, the kina comes after, not before. We're saying now, because he was mekanaher, and she was nister, this raglaim ledover. But the pasuk says it afterward. The pasuk is, what's it called, the pasuk of kina, it says, Ish ki siste ishto mala b'mal v'shochav ishto sashich v'zera v'nelame in ishto v'nistera v'hinitma v'edein bo. All this about the tumba and the stira, and then it says v'ovar alav ruach kina v'kine es ishto. It's after the fact. Amar lei v'ovar ukvar ovar. No, v'ovar, even though it's written afterwards, it means and he had before all of this been mekanaher. Elameyata v'ovar lachem kol cholu tzachinami. Right, the when it says va'ovar lochem kol cholos means after the fact, you after the fact, right? Hashem kidichsiv. No, over there, midichsiv, it's in the context of the pasuk. The nichbish shaharis of nei Hashem. The achar tashuvu mashmid lahaba. Over there, it means va'ovar, you go first. Right? But not that you have gone over. But over there, the context tells you that it's lahaba, that's from before. But over here, the va'ovar in the context of the psukim is that he already was mekanaher. Elohacha Isol Gadaita Chidichsivei, that is talking afterwards, right? Va'ovar Basar Tumo Stira Kinui Lamali. It was the purpose of the Kinui. If she's already was had Yichud, and Taka, she was Mezana, then what's even Mekanaher now? It's all over. Here, the context of the Psukim is the Va'ovar means he already had done this before. Okay, he already Mekanaher. Rashi. Raglaim Ledover Shenitma. The ha'kiksiv kinui boser stira the tuma, right? The ishamin ba eid echad ksiv. That after we says that the eid ain ba, but if there's an eid echad, we believe that she was mizana. That's when it says the kina. After all of that, the nistar of the heat mitma, the eid ain ba, the somich lay, and after that it says the overall of ruach kina. Alma below kinui nami eid echad mehem and betuma. Not because of raglaim ledover. Even there wouldn't be any kinoi, the eidech would be believed, because the kinu doesn't come till after. V'ovar lohem kol chalutz, b'vnei god v'nei ruven ksiv, shohaya Moshe mitzave osam lavor im Yoshua sayarde, telling them to cross the yarding with Yoshua and then come back. So you see that it's, what's it called? Doesn't mean that had they done this and they were over afterward for the fact. Tashuvu mochiach de lohabohu. Over here it says after you'll go over the yarding, then you can go back. So it's mashma that it's to begin with that they're being over the yarding. Okay. Tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel ain other mekana leishto elim kei nichnas lebo ruach shenemer v'olavar ruach kina the kines ishto. Something in other words, the Rabbanu Shalom puts into his mind this idea. So Shaila is now, how does he put it into his mind? My ruach. So what ruach are we talking about? Rabban and Amri Ruach Tuma, the Satan. The Rabban Shem sends the Satan to make the husband doubt his wife and to be Makana her, and it's not a good thing. Like we said before, according to this Mandi Amrin, Kinoi is Osir. So what generates it is something that's not right. So the Satan generates it. Rav Ashi Amar Ruach Tahara. No, Kinoi is Mutter. We'll see, even could be a mitzvah. And therefore, it's the Rabbanu Shalom who instills in the person the desire to, or the chshad, right? The fact that he suspects his wife, the suspicion. Umistabra commander Omar ruach tahara, right? It's more mistabra that it's ruach tahara that causes him to suspect his wife. The Tanya v'kines ishto reshus div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the kinu is only reshus. It's mutter. But it's not a mitzvah to do it, it's just a reshus. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova, that if he has suspicions, he has to be Makandahar. Okay. Iyamris Bishloma Ruach Tahara Shapir. Either it's a reshus, or it's what's it called, or it's a mitzvah. Eli Iyamris Ruach Tuma, reshus Vachova, Liuli Inish Ruach Tuma Benafshe. Right? But if it's Ruach Tuma, where's the reshus or the Chova? Right? It should be something that's also to do, but the Evid, if you did it, you did it. But it shouldn't be mutter to do, and surely not a mitzvah to do. So it must be that since the machlokus is only whether it's reshus or chova, right, that it's what's it called, that it's ruach tahara. Even though we had before shita that holds that ruach, is, that what's it called, kinui is osur to do. It's only b'dieved. Nichnas baruach mimorom. Something from above is pushing him to do this. L'kam in meforish ruach tahara, ruach tuma. Al yidei sotin habola hachtio lahakne nesishto. Ruach tuma means a sotin is instigating this. Rabbanan devei ravashi amrei ruach tuma, ruach tahara shesoni es apritzus. Ruach tahara is that the Rabbanu Shalom is instigating it because the person has this hatred of preachers that his wife is exhibiting. Umistabra commandi omer. The ruach de ka'omer Rabbi Shmuel taharahi, the tanya de ka'omer Rabbi Shmuel reshus. So Rabbi Shmuel says that kinu is reshus. If he held it was ruach tuma, it wouldn't be reshus, right? Plukso Rabbi Shaul Reakiva Lekamon Meforish Tamayu. Later on, the Gemara is going to bring this machlokas down again soon and explain the reasons why one holds Sechova and one holds Rishus. Shapir, I Rishus Sechova. Right? If it's Ruach Tahara, it makes sense that it could be a Rishus or a Chova. But it's a Ruach Tuma, why should it be even a Rishus? Okay. Gufa. Kine es ishto Rishus. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. Loh Yitame Rishus. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Right? By Tumas Kohanim. It says that he's Metame to his sister who was not yet married. Loh Yitame. Rishus. So Rishus. If he wants to, he can do it. He doesn't have to. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. No, he has to be Metame. And if he doesn't want to, we're Metame him Balkorcho. La'olam bohem tavodu. Right, it says you should work with goyish slaves forever. So Rishus, Divrei Bishmol, Shmuel says you're allowed to work with them forever. But there's no isser in letting them free. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. And Rabbi Akiva says that you have to work with them. It's usser to let them free. Omer le Rav Papa Labaye, Va'amri lo Rav Mesharshi l'Rova. Leim Rav Yishmol, Rav Akiva Chol HaTorah Kula Hachi Pliki. Wherever the Torah says something to do, Rav Yishmol would hold it to Rishus, and Rabbi Akiva would hold Zechova. Comes out there's no mitzvah saseh in the Torah. Whenever the Torah says something, it means you could do it. Doesn't have to do it. That's absurd, right? Demar Omer Rishus Amar Merchova Omer Leino Chacha Bikroy Pliga. Here are the specifically reasons why Rabbi Yishmuel would say that it's a Rishus. But call that Torah Kula. But the Torah says to do something, you have to do it. The Kineas Ishto Rishus Div Rabbi Yishmuel Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. My time with Rabbi Yishmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold if the Torah says the kine, why does he say it means only you're allowed to, not that you have to? Sover loki haitana. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer klape sha'amra Torah. Since the Torah said lo sisnas achicha bilvavecha, not allowed to hate somebody. Yochol kigon zeh. I might think it applies even if you saw your wife doing things that were osur, right? Pritzus that you shouldn't be makana her, which is going to lead to sina. Talmud Lomar va'olav of ruachina v'kines ishto. It's mutter to do. I might think it's usher to be makanaher because losisn sachicha b'vavecha kamash malon. You're allowed to do it. That's why he holds it's only rishus because there's something connected it which may would tell me that you're not allowed to do it. So you need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed. But in other cases where the Torah says an essay, there's no reason to assume you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So when the Torah says to do it, you have to do it. Rabbi Akiva kino yachrina ksid, right? What's it called? It says another kinoi to tell me that it's mutter and that it's mutter, and then the second time is that it's chova. See Rashi, Rebbe Kiva Omer chova she'osur l'shachar avdo. Okay, you're not allowed to mishachar over mishachar avdo over be'esei. That's Rebbe Akiva shita. B'chol haTorah b'chol esei she'betorah im kein ein l'chol mitzvasei l'Rabbi Shmuel chova. Everything when the Torah says to do it, it means you're allowed to do it. That's not reasonable. D'tanya lo garsina. Ela hodar v'noket l'milsayu l'frushe kolchada b'apei nafsha. Now we're explaining what we already said. Now going back to the b'raisa. Klape, kamo acharei she'omra Torah. Since the Torah said, she'osu l'hovi atzon l'idei sina v'tagar, you're not allowed to bring yourself that you should come to sina because lo sisna sachicha. Yochol av zekein. I might think that you shouldn't therefore be mekana your wife's going to come to l'idei sina. She yiras ishto averis aldas Yehudis nisteres im shcheineha. She's alone with all her neighbors, right? Each one separately, and therefore he says you're acting bepritzus. I'm mekana you. Don't be alone with these people. Well, lo yikane lo klape loshen keneged. Right? Okay. Talmud lomar vekine im rotz lekane harishus biyado umishum de I lo ksiv kro havi amina de osurhu. That's why over here specifically Rabbi Shmuel says it's a Rishus. Because without the Pasuk, I would say it's Osir to do. So you need the Pasuk, tell me it's Mutter to do. But he doesn't say that every time the Torah says to do something, it's only a Rishus. It's a Chova. The overall of Ruach Kina, the Kine es Ishto, double. The Hilo Nitmoa. Chad l'rishus, chad l'chova. The first one tells me you're allowed to do it. The second one tells me you have to do it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer l'cha. Okay, now we're right. Rabbi Shmuel, right? What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the two kinois? Aidi the boy l'michta, the he nitma'a, the he lo nitma'a, k'siv nomi the kines ishto. Right? It says it again, the kinoi. Since there's two possibilities, she was Tommy or not Tommy. So it said two different kinois, one where she was Tommy, one she wasn't. Look at it, 1 second. The Tana of Bishmael called Parsha Ne'emra the Nishnes Lo Nishnes Ela B'Shil Dover Shinishadish. In a Chanani, sometimes the Torah repeats itself, but it repeats itself for a reason. But part of it is a repetition. Here also the Lekine is a repetition. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lecha I did the boy Lemichta V'Haya the He Nitma'a the he lo nitma'a, shesofik hu biyodenu, v'afal pikein osra ha-kosa misofik, kosa v'nami, v'kina achrina, said v'kina twice too. V'af, algav, demotzi l'michtav hachi, v'over alav ruach kina, v'kina es ishto, v'hi nitma'a, lo nitma'a, I could have said it without repeating the word v'kina, afilu hachi, urche dekro, lachzor v'lashanos, es ha'omur, mipnei, dover acher ha-mischadish b'chvelosso. Sometimes the Torah does repeat things that are not necessary for the fact that in the repetition there is something that's necessary for the repetition. Okay. Lo yitama reshus, div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva omer chova. My tamid Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that it's a reshus, yitame? Why don't you say it's a mitzvah? I did see the Emra Kohanim bnei Aaron, the Omar to Aleihem, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov, it's the Richel Emichtav lo yitama. Because since it says that, what's it called, you're not allowed to metame stam to nesim, you need a heter to be metame to krovim. Rabbi Akiva, Michim Lashero nafkeloya. Right, that we know the Rishos is from Ki Lashero akoravilov, it says you could be metame. Why does that have to say again by Achoso Absula lo yitame? That's to make it a chova. Not that you're allowed to be metame, you have to be metame, and if you don't want to, we're metame you bal korcha. Right? Lo yitami lamali lechova. That's to come to tell me what's it called, lechova. Rabbi Shmuel, lo metame vei metame legarecha. No, lo comes to tell me a different halacha, that you're only metame when she's dead, but you're not metame to an Eivor Minachai of, what's it called, the Kohen can't be metame. Eivor Minachai is metame like a mace, and he can't be metame to an Eivor Minachai, that what's it called, that falls off one of his clothing. Rashi. Itzrich lemichtav lo yitama lomer shemutu letami lekrovim alalu michiim l'sheiro nafkas. Rabbi Kiva says no, I learned that from l'sheiro akorav elov, you're allowed to metami, that's a rishus. L'nefesh lo yitami ba'amov kim l'sheiro akorav elov li'imo lo'ovi u'lachos abasula u'memel l'shamin metami le'il, that you're allowed to. So when it says lo yitami, it's to tell me that it's a chova. Lo yitami im mesa ve'eno metami lo metami im mesa, if she died. That's Rabbi Shmuel learns from Lo Yitame. That only if she's dead, if she's alive and her Aver falls off and what's it called, one of her arms fall off and it's Aver Menachai, that's Matame like a mace, that you're not Matame to. Im Echad Me'elu Mukashchin, the Ivor of Noflin, right? One of the Krovim is a Mukashchin and one of his Ivorim fell off. Ein Matame Lohen. The Kaimelon Behorva Rotov, Aver Menachai Matame ke Aver Menamase. Avram and Achai is metame, and a Kohen is not allowed to metame to even krovim to Avram and Achai. The Itzroch lebut Avorecha, and that's why you need the pasuk lo yitama. And Rabbi Kiva, see, doesn't hold for that. And Rabbi Kiva holds that the lo yitama is coming to tell me to chova, you have to be metame to her. What? No, he's still alive.
No,
about
no, later on, when that person dies, he's going to be
chassid. Right, he won't be with Tommy even to the mace, right, even to the mace.
Unless it's because he considered it's right.
No, he won't be with Tommy even then. He can't be with Tommy to a goof chassid either.